Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for holding on. Coach Lalisa and Professor Terry Benjamin. Good morning. Well, I know you got a hot topic, and you see the enemy didn't want that topic to go forth, but guess what? Listen, we got a hot topic for you today. I saw that on Facebook, and you know what? We have been giving away books all week long. So toward the last few minutes of the show, I'm going to let you know when it's time to call in and get your copy of the book, Release Your Power. We gave away one book yesterday. So we want to say congratulations to our winner, Ms. Pastor Gwendolyn Carson. She got the first copy of our book giveaway that we've been doing all week long here on Coach Lalisa. But today, Terry is going to talk to you. I saw a very, very interesting topic talking about supersize it, how to maximize success in your personal and your professional life. So, Terry, take it away.
Oh, thank you. First of all, good morning to you. And again, like you said, sometimes it seems like obstacles get in the way. Okay, we get ready for this program and we come on time and then we have technical difficulties and we are not able to do it the way we thought we were going to do it. But, you know, sometimes that's good because we do it even better. Because I find for myself that the more obstacles I have, I know I'm on the right track. And so this morning, I'm going to talk about something that's really, really important to me. And before I get into that, I just want to say thank you again for this opportunity. And also, thank you for giving away your book, because, again, I believe, as we spoke about the last time we got together, we talked about giving. And I always felt that the more you give, the more you receive. But you need to give in a strategic way. What I mean is that you give things that are really close to your heart. You give things that are really important to you. because those things come back to you not because you expect them to come back, but they come back to you because you're putting something out there that is really important at this particular time. And so this morning, I'm talking about supersize it, okay? And what I mean by that is when you go to McDonald's and you order your meal and ask if you want to supersize it, if you supersize it for just a little bit more money, you get even more. But what I'm saying to our audience this morning is, again, supersize your life. Stop thinking small. Many of us have big ideas, we have big dreams, and we have big goals, but when we have some obstacles in our way, the first sign of disturbance, the first sign that maybe things are not going as well as we want them to, we begin to downsize. We begin to say, well, you know what? I want that, but I'll settle for this. And when we settle, we really hurt ourselves. And I think the thing is that we don't want to settle because, again, when we settle, we cheat ourselves, but we also cheat other people. I know many people are inspired by my story. Many people are inspired by my example. And not because I'm trying to be a role model, but because, again, they know that I had to overcome different obstacles to get where I'm at today. And I really, really like that. But the thing is that we have to understand that our vision has to be big. It has to be big, so if it's not big enough, we don't really give enough effort to it. I mean, your want has to be so big that you can go through the obstacles. Like, for example, most men who are raised by single mothers want to have a situation where they can take care of their mother. One of my biggest goals in life is to take care of my mother when she needs to be taken care of. Now, right now, she's doing very, very well. You know, she has her health, she has her strength, she has everything that she needs. But I want to be able to take care of her, just like she took care of me when I was a child. And for me, that is a big goal. That's a big thing that I want to do. And I put things in place to make that happen. She will never have to worry about a place to stay because I have room here in my house for that. She'll never worry about missing a meal because I have that as well for her. So I'm saying to you and to our listeners that we have to really sit down and look at our goals, look at our vision, because they say in the Bible that when there is no vision, the people perish. But even more so than that, I think that where there is no vision, there is no hope. And when there is no hope, there is no reason to go out and do things that we need to do to realize our vision. And the last thing I really want to say, and this is going to sum up and open up to readers and also yourself, is that we have to define success. What does success mean? I know for myself that success for me is not so much what I want for myself, but what I want for other people. And to actually have that particular success, it would be not enough for me just to have it for myself. And again, it goes back to something I've read recently in a book that I'm currently reading. And it's a book entitled Successful Women Think Differently, 9 Habits to Make You Happy, Healthy, and More Resilient. And this is by Valerie Burton, who is a certified personal and executive coach. So she's a life coach. And I want to just really quote a few things from her book just to get us into our conversation. And basically she talks about success, and she talks about how to define success. And she says this about success, and I think it's really important. You know, this is from page 18 of the book, Successful Women Think Differently. And she says here, and I quote, success doesn't occur in a vacuum. You need people, and people need you. Those with strong support systems have the resources that open doors of opportunity and empower them to manage any challenge. By the same token, there's a deep sense of well-being that occurs when you give to others, offering support, kindness, and love. Don't go it alone. Happiness and energy come in relationship with others. And end of quote. And I do believe that. I think that, again, as we expand ourselves, as we expand our vision, we attract people into our lives that can help us to realize that vision. And the last thing that I want to say that, you know, again, supersize your vision, supersize your life. Look at the things that are truly important to you and move toward those things. And don't be afraid of the obstacles, because the obstacles are really the indication that you're on the right track. If you are not on the right track, if you're not getting any any opposition, any obstacles, maybe you're not doing enough. You know, it's like when you're exercising. You know, if you don't see those results of the exercise, maybe you're not doing enough. Maybe you're not doing enough reps to build your arms or your shoulders or your legs or whatever it is. So maybe you have to understand that obstacles are there for a reason. Obstacles are there to test us in the sense that how bad do you want what you say, what you want. We started in-house publishing 10 years ago. We're in our 10th year right now. The vision for the company was to publish books that we wrote, that's me and my partner Tobias Fox, and then go on to publish books for other people. And then after that, we wanted to expand our message in terms of radio, in terms of TV, in terms of film. And it's so funny, but working with you, I realized the goal to be on the radio. I'm working with a couple other people, and we are actually moving towards film production, which is another goal. And beyond that, we want to actually have a building that has NHP on the front of the building, which would be our office building and our building for our production. So, again, the vision that was begun 10 years ago has grown to some very realistic and tangible things. And I guess basically what it comes down to is that you have to follow your dreams, follow your heart, and make it happen. Don't think small, think big. Don't just get the meal, but supersize it. And that's the message for today.
Well, that's a great message, supersize it. And we're supersizing it right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. And if you call in, we said to the second caller today, you will get your free copy of Release Your Power. Now, that is a supersized idea for us because we want to definitely be able to pay it forward. So we are just excited about where we are moving with the Coach Lalisa Show. I know a lady called in yesterday. She got her copy. She was so excited and said, whoa, release your power. She's like, I want to release some power, even some more power. Listen, we have great things to bring out of us, and this is going to help you achieve that. So I really believe that, and you know what? That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
And it's funny because when you release your power, you really have to release it with focus because, again, it's almost like a rubber band. The more you pull it back, you know, and then you release it, unless you have focus, it'll be all over the place. And that's why when you release your power, it has to be released in a focused and controlled manner because, again, that's how you maximize your success. When you focus on something and you know what you have to do and you go about doing that, and it will grow because, again, I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, in a book called The Compound Effect, Darren Hardy talks about momentum. He calls it the big M or the big Mo, momentum. Once you start moving, the law of nature is that you're going to keep on moving in that direction until you stop. So why not keep on moving in the direction of your vision until you reach that vision? And the thing about vision is the fact that once you do reach your vision, well, you find other things to look forward to. Like I said, we want to have a office building. And I'm sure once we get that building, we're going to want to do other things. We want to have a theater in that building. We want to have a, you know, my wife is very much into children and children's services. Maybe we will have a daycare center in that building. I'm very much into gerontology and senior citizens. Maybe we have a senior citizen component in that particular building. Maybe we'll have a meditation room. Maybe we'll have a gym. Maybe we'll have a theater room for plays and for new independent film because we're moving in that direction. So I'm saying, you know, there's no end to imagination, and there's no end to our vision, but we make it concrete when we make plans and goals and move in that direction.
Well, you know what? You will have all that you see, because if you can see it, you can be it. If you can get vision, and whatever rooms you see, they will come about. So that's a whole, you know, part of the whole theory of the law of attraction, or
yes,
you shall have what you say and what you see. So write the vision. Make it plain, it says. You can call those things that be not as though they were. And so you are going to have all of those rooms. I hope you were writing them down, because every go back and listen to the show and write them down if you weren't, if you didn't have them written down. If it was just
And that's why I think blueprints are so important. You know, again, when they build a building, the first thing they have the blueprint. And you look at the blueprint, and it has all the rooms, and we have the division, how this goes and that goes. I think a lot of us, one of the things in the book that I just quoted is talking about how successful women think differently. And one of the biggest things you said is actually to write down your goals, to write them down. I mean, it's good to think about them, it's good to talk about them, but it's even better to write them down because you see them in front of you.
Exactly, exactly. Write it down, how important that is. And, you get to be reminded. You get to get that encouragement. We are looking for the second caller right now. If you dial in 347-945-7991, we want to give away our second book on today. You still have a few minutes to call in because the phone lines will be open for a little bit longer than the actual chat room is open. So I'm going to put it out there again. I know a lady, she did text me last night and wanted to know if I had given away the book yesterday. So I told her she'd have another chance today to call in to get her copy of the book. So I'm going to post it out there again. I know she obviously wanted to get a copy. She's like, sticking to the rules. The rules say you must be a caller, and she was calling from, I believe, Kansas City or St. Louis or somewhere like that. So at 7, I know 7 o'clock is a bit early for some, but call in, get that book, and watch how we supersize it right here before your very eyes on the Coach Lalisa Show. Get your copy of the book to release your power. Now, we're not always going to give away a copy of that book, so this is your opportunity to get your free copy. Other than that, you will have to pay the $15 price, but today we're giving away this book today on the Coach Lalisa Show. So you want to call in, let me announce it in a few more places on Facebook, because maybe there are some other places where people, well, you know, Terry, I'm starting the entrepreneurial training. Actually, that training starts today.
Oh, great.
Today in Elizabeth.
And what time does it start?
It's going to start at 9 o'clock on Tuesday mornings from 9 to 12 noon Tuesday morning.
That's great.
So if you know anyone who wants to start a business, and you can send them over to PSUI Training Institute on Tuesday mornings from 9 to 12. I will be doing training, teaching people all of the basics for starting a business, teaching them some basic principles of economics. These are the things that I've learned in all of the economics courses that I've taken from listening to other professionals and experts in the field of economics. You know what, Terry? I got to the place where, but get this, and this will, you'll laugh at this, being a college professor and having been a missions director for all those years and all the work you've done in and around the college. You'll love this. Guess what? I'm going to finally put my degrees to use.
Wow.
So I have my, you know, associate degree from Union County College, where you worked for years and years.
Oh, yes, please.
My bachelor's in political science from Fairleigh Dickinson University.
Uh-huh.
And I have that MBA from Fairleigh Dickinson. So I am going to take all of that and pull out of those degrees the economics, the political, and the social training for individuals who want to change their landscape. I can just say it like that. You want to change?
No, that's great. That's great. You know, but it's funny, but people understand that what you're offering is so invaluable. I think, again, even if you're successful, you still need coaching. And I like what Valerie Burton says in her book about coaching. She says that coaching is the process of asking thought-provoking questions and providing a safe space to explore the answers. empowering you to take action, learn, grow, and ultimately get moving toward your destination. She says here, I believe the power lies within you to make changes and adjustments in your life that will lead you straight to your dreams. One step at a time, one day at a time, expand and explore your options. Take action. Notice what works and what doesn't. Then make the adjustments. Take another step. That's coaching, according to Valerie Burton. And we all need coaching. We all need encouragement. And that's what you're offering. And again, what you're offering is really invaluable. I mean, you charge a small fee for it, I'm sure. But you know what? What people are getting, if they haven't ever gotten it, is invaluable.
Invaluable. And that's what...
You're supersizing it.
And I'm supersizing it. And I'm telling you. And I didn't even know you even had this topic. But these are the things that I've been thinking on over the past several days, the past couple of weeks, and it's just coming to fruition. So, you know, we're over here. We're going to be doing more training and going, you know, training women. I put on the flyer, women entrepreneurs, come today for this training. Now, some of the trainers may end up being males and or females, but we're going after the women, helping these women get economically savvy. We're helping them to become economically sound. Basic principles, because I realized that from just my travels that people refuse to start a business because they don't understand basic principles of economics.
Exactly.
Okay, right. So that's why we're even going back and just, wait a minute, let's teach basic principles of economics. Okay, not just principles, okay, go get a business. See, some people, I believe they really don't understand how business plays a major, major role in our economy.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. You know, I think in this economy, it really behooves us to be entrepreneurs because, again, I think a lot of people keep on thinking about the end product of it, which is the money. But I think even bigger than the money is the service. Every business that is successful provides a service. McDonald's, they provide meals. This is something that's a necessity, you know. They provide meals, and it's the service that they give, you know. And the service that they give, you know, they get paid for it, but then they go that extra step, and they say supersize it, okay, giving not what you promised, but giving more than you could imagine. When write our books. You read the book, and after that story is finished, you see that maybe there's another short story that we included in the book. Maybe it's an opportunity to win another book. Maybe it's an opportunity to be in one of our film productions. Again, business is always about giving that extra, giving that something extra, giving more than people expect, and that's what keeps it coming back time and time again.
Well, they're going to learn today because
I love it.
Hey, because we're going to be there and we're going to be doing that teaching. We want people to come out. If you are a small business owner and you don't quite understand the business of economics or the business of how the economy works, come out for this awesome training and teaching. Come I like what you said. Come and ask your questions.
Yeah.
You see, a lot of people don't, and because right now, this is the best time to be a small business owner.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's the best time because you are helping to jumpstart the economy like you can not even imagine. Okay? And you want to know why speak so you can know what's in it for me, so to speak.
So I think it's the best time because we realize that really it's up to us. See, nobody can do for us better than we can do for ourselves. And the thing is, I always talk about being a leader, and you can't be a leader unless you have supportive relationships. You have people who support you. I have people with me, have been with me for 20, 30 years. And they've been loyal to me, and I've been loyal to them, and we've been able to build together because we've always had the same idea, maybe in different areas, but But the idea was that, you know, we want to be of service to people, and we want to help people realize their goals like we realize our goals. I mean, it's not enough for you and I to be successful unless we share our success principles with other people so they can be successful as well. I mean, I want the whole world to be successful, and I don't want the world to be in want. I want them to be successful because, again, the more successful you are, the more people that you can actually help.
Well, you know, Terry, that's so good because here's what we're going to do. If we don't give this book away this morning on this show, and I'm telling you, caller, you got a few more minutes to call in. Mm-hmm. But if you don't get a chance to get this book today, what's going to happen is if you don't call in, you only got a couple more seconds. We don't have that much time left. But we're going to give this book away today, and here's what we're going to do. If we don't give it away on the Coach Lalisa Morning Show, we are going to give it away on the streets of Elizabeth. When I go over to Elizabeth today, there are tons of people out on the streets over by Drake College.
Yes.
Students, there are students down the street, even at Union County College.
Yes, of course.
And it looks like it's going to be a nice, beautiful day. I'm going to hit the streets. And listen, we're going to give a book away right on the streets. We're going to videotape. We're going to stop and talk to some people.
That's great.
Right there. We're going to come back and we're going to videotape it for people to be able to see. I'm telling you, we're about to have some fun with this. So if I was you, I would not miss out, people. You better catch the wave, as my stepdaughter put on Facebook for my little grandson. She put him on a little surfboard and said,
uh-huh,
the wave to first grade.
That's great.
But listen, Terry, we are about to have some fun with this. We're going to hit the streets. We're going to bring those people in, and we're going to teach the principles of economics and small business ownership. I'm going to go over and we're going to talk to some people over there. I know at that college graduating, I know all those people are not going to find a job. So I'm going to go talk to Drake and say, for the ones who can't find a job, let's bring them in and teach them how to create a job.
Exactly. And the thing is, it's almost like, you know, and the Bible says, you know, you need to teach people, you know, how to do things. Again, I mean, you can give a man a fish and to eat for a day, but you teach him how to fish and he eat for the rest of his life. And I think that's the concept. We want to give people tools so they can live well for the rest of their life, not just when somebody gives them something or when they make something for themselves. You know, we're not trying to give them a fish. We're trying to teach them how to fish.
Exactly. And that was the principle I was teaching the other day. Yes, to the group of students. I was teaching them that I said the problem is that too many people just know how to fish.
Yeah.
And they're only eating, they've just been given a fish, so they can only eat day by day.
Yeah.
They cannot
really
plan for their future because they don't know how to fish, you see. And now we take it a step further. Not only do we want to know how to fish, we want to know all the various places where you can fish.
Exactly. Yeah, because, again, I posted on my Facebook page about opportunity. You know, again, you know, we as entrepreneurs have to ask for opportunity. We can't wait for opportunity to come to us. I'm always reading newspapers and magazines and watching TV and trying to find out opportunities and ways I can expand my business. But it's active. It's proactive. I don't wait. I don't sit where I'm waiting for someone to knock on my door. I'm out there trying to market my business, but also to sell my business as well. And I mean, I think that's what it's about. It's about marketing. It's about selling. It's about improving your product. It's about reinvention. The thing I like about books is that every book that I write, it looks different. It's a different subject. You know, we have a local McDonald's here in Raleigh across the highway. They just did renovations. It's the same McDonald's, but it looks better. It looks more inviting. And, again, that's what we need to do with our business, keep on renewing our businesses, so making it more inviting, keep on reinventing ourselves, you know. It's like a magazine. It's Essence Magazine every month. It's every magazine every month, but the contents are different. They're better. And I'm the type of person, when I read a magazine, sometimes I see what they're going to do for the next month, and I want to read that as we speak. So I think, again, that whole goes back to vision. Make the vision so big and make it so astonishing and so ridiculous that when you reach that goal, you're so ecstatic that you want to go to the next goal and that you want to keep on renewing yourself, renewing your mind, renewing your body, renewing your spirit, and renewing your business and your business opportunities.
Exactly.